From the team at news.com.au, this is the latest from the newsroom.
A horrific accident at a motorsport event overseas, an Aussie athlete pulls off a huge upset, and the winner of I'm a Celeb is revealed. All of that and more coming up in this episode of From the Newsroom. It is Monday, the 22nd of April. We'll be back in a moment. All right, let's start in Victoria. Accused mushroom killer Erin Patterson will be back in court today for the first time since November. Ms. Patterson is charged with 3 counts of murder and 5 counts of attempted murder after allegedly serving friends and family members a meal laced with death cap mushrooms. To Sydney now, there was a vigil at Bondi Beach last night to remember those who died or were injured during the Bondi attack. The policewoman who shot the alleged perpetrator was there, as was Anthony Albanese and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns.
Grief can be a terrible burden, but it doesn't have to be a lonely one. And there are millions of Australians that feel great sadness for your loss tonight, and they're in your corner in the days and weeks ahead.
Meanwhile, there's some good news about one of the victims. The 9-month-old baby who was stabbed during the attack has now been released from hospital. Overseas, at least 7 people were killed when a race car crashed into the crowd during an event in Sri Lanka. It's believed an 8-year-old girl was among the dead. In lighter news and in the world of TV, the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here was crowned last night.
The winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2024 is...
It's Scott!
Yes, influencer Skye Wheatley beat out Tristan McManus, who came second, and Callum Hole, who came third. And Melissa McCarthy has spoken out in support of her friend Meghan Markle. The Bridesmaid star says she's dismayed by all the hate that Meghan seems to cop.
It bums me out for every woman and every person that, for no reason, that people just like to be attacked. And a smart, interesting woman that has her own life, for some reason, is incredibly threatening to some people. And I always think, how inspiring. Yes. I've never once been threatened by someone who's amazing. I just think, how inspiring. So it's really on the people throwing the hate. It's Megan's wonderful. You're like, strong women are awesome.
Good on you, Melissa. We'll be back in a moment with the latest in sport.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now in Formula One, the Chinese Grand Prix was on last night.
Max Verstappen crosses the line to take victory in Shanghai. His 58th Formula One win, and he has destroyed the field once more.
Lando Norris came second and Sergio Perez came third. And how about this? An Aussie teenager ran the race of her life at an athletics event in China on Saturday night. Tori Lewis produced a devastating finish from lane 9 to win the women's 200 metres at the Diamond League event.
You've beaten Sha'Carri Richardson tonight, a world champion.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't even, honestly didn't notice I beat them until I saw the replay, and I was like, holy crap. But yeah, so surreal.
A star is born. All right, you are now up to date with the latest from the newsroom.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.